Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to Small Business Digest on Blog Talk Radio. Now entering its fifth year, this show is hosted by Don Mazzella, Editorial Director of Small Business Digest. Each week he brings you advice and information from experts and small business leaders like yourself. Each show is designed to provide one or two thought-provoking ideas from authors, experts, and small business leaders, just like most of the individuals who make up our audience. Whenever possible, Small Business Digest tests the products and services featured on the show to ensure they are of a quality to help listeners grow their small business. Guests do not pay to appear, but are chosen for their ability to provide ideas and suggestions to improve operations, expand marketing, reduce cost, enable better personnel management, and add profits. Remember, all of our shows are archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/smallbusinessdigest. You can hear this show and all others at your leisure. If you like what you hear, tell others about the program. If you have a question or suggestion, email us at editor@is-incorp.com. Should you want to join us on this program during our live hour each Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, dial 646-929-2337. That's editor@is-incorp.com or 646-929-2337. We're only as good as our guest and audience make us.
You know, in our opening, our announcer always says we get to test our products whenever possible. Well, you know, going to the fancy food shows, gourmand's nirvana. There's over 3,000 exhibitors in all kinds of food. And one of the our favorites is produced by our guest today, Jonathan Groff. He's a owner and president of Stroopies, and he's going to tell you what Stroopies are, but I will tell you they're wonderful. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate you giving me a chance to share.
Well, Jonathan, first, tell us a little bit about yourself personally, how you came to be in the food business, and then about your product.
Sure. Yeah, well, I actually grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, still here, and my family has a long history of making food and selling them at the local farmers markets. In fact, I think I'm about the fifth generation to attend a farmers market in the area. My mom started making candy when she was 13 years old. She'd make a tray of fudge, homemade fudge, a week, and she would go with her mom to market to sell it at the bake stand. So then when my mom got married and started her own family, they started a chocolate and fudge business. That was their full-time job, and that's been really a full-time effort for about 40 years. That's called Groff's Candies, Groff's Homemade Candies. And so, yeah, I was kind of born and raised in a sweet, sweet family. Used to it, all of it. I took a little hiatus from the industry to go to college and try out some other different things in areas of construction and some church work. And then all come around, I decided I'd like to get back into the area of sweets. So actually a good friend of mine, his name is Ed McManus, started a started making these things called Stroopies. I had never heard what they were before, but I knew they tasted good. And so they are originally a Dutch product from Holland. Stroopie is actually a nickname where the Dutch would actually call it Stroopie, or Stroopwafel would be the original name. So Stroopie would just be a kind of an Americanized nickname of it. And we thought it was unique enough to just kind of run with it. So anyhow, my business partner started this, and after about 2 years into it, just wasn't ready to quit his day job to really run with it. And we got to talking together and decided that my wife and I would like to see what we could do with it. It was awfully handy that my parents' candy business was close by, and they were able to sublease some space to us where we could have some better equipment and a commercial space to begin to experiment and grow the company. And so, yeah, basically to back up a little bit and say what a Stroopy is, I told you where it comes from, but a Stroopy is a cinnamon cookie. We take cookie dough and we bake it in a waffle iron. It's a very thin waffle iron, so it comes out very flat, about an 1/8 inch thick. We can put 4 in an iron, and right now we run 2 irons at a time, so you're just making kind of 8 at a time, if you will. And then when you get it out, you slice it open like you're filleting it, cutting it open like you would a bagel. And then we spread it with a homemade caramel in the middle. So you get a cinnamon cookie with caramel in the middle, and it's really good straight off the iron, as you can imagine. But the traditional Dutch way to eat it is to warm it up again. And they've been doing it for over 100 years. So long before microwaves and toasters, they would put their stroopwafel on top of a hot beverage, like a cup of tea or coffee. And then after about 2 minutes' time, that caramel on the inside gets chewy, gooey, and warm, and boy, it just goes really good with a cup of coffee or tea. So that's what they are to try. We are at stroopies.com. If you go on there, or even if you just Google the word Stroopies, you'll find us all over, Stroopies, Stroopies. And then you can see some pictures of them. An interesting thing, so that we're not the only ones in the world that make them, of course. Oftentimes you can see them in the larger stores made by some companies in Holland by huge machines. If you go on to United Airlines, you'll get a chance to sample some of them. They're now giving out stroopwafels to their passengers. So Americans are beginning to slowly become educated about stroopwafels. But one thing we do that I don't think anyone else does, and this comes from growing up in the chocolate and candy business, is we take the stroopwafels and we dip them halfway into Wilbur's dark gourmet chocolate. Wilbur is a local business here in Lititz, Pennsylvania. And so we dip it in chocolate as one add-on variety. Then sometimes before the chocolate becomes firm, we sprinkle like crushed pecans on it or coconut, sea salt, ground up espresso. These are what we call our specialty stroopies. And so that's kind of a variety. That's kind of the unique part about who we are and our product, how we set ourselves apart product-wise from the rest of the industry.
Wow.
Another, you know, the real heartbeat behind our company, though, is though I really like a good cookie, a good dessert. My wife and I live in the city of Lancaster, and we have been we did some investing in our early years and have some apartments close by our house, and found that Lancaster was often had the opportunity to welcome refugees from around the world to come. It's a very welcoming community, and some of them ended up being my tenants. But a lot of times they found it difficult to find jobs, and they didn't know much English. So after just probably about 2 years into it, my wife and I doing it ourselves, we started hiring some of these refugees. And we would provide an English class for them, a half-hour class a day, so that they can improve their skills and makes them better employees for us. It also prepares them for whatever they might have in the future career-wise. And then we have also found that refugees tend to, you know, move here and look for the opportunities, and they give their all to try to make it work. And we found they've just been tremendous workers, really grateful for the opportunity to work. So it's been really a win-win, I think, for them and for us. So that's the heartbeat behind our company. We love being able to empower them and then find the joy of them working with our company well. In a few years, we're hoping to transition over to an employee-owned company, and then be able to offer some incentive even for them to stay a part of what we're doing. Right now, we're still small enough that we only have two full-time employees that stay year-round. And in the last 3 months of the year, in the fourth quarter, we then hire about 4 to 5 more people just to help us get through the Christmas season. So these people tend to be, they tend to be moms with children who are in school. And so they come and they work from us from 9 to 3, and we give them the language class, and then they're home by the time the kids get home. And so the sad part for us is at this moment, we have to let them go after the Christmas season. But usually we can offer a very good work reference for them to get another job and just take the next step on in their career journeys.
Well, so let me stop you right here. Where are these refugees from?
They come from a variety of places. Right now, like in the last year, we have had ladies from Iraq, from Burma, and from Syria.
Well, that's very interesting. It's one of the reasons why you're on this program. But now let's back up a little bit. You've given us probably one of the best descriptions of your business. How long have you been in business?
Well, my business partner, Ed, he started it in 2008. And after about 2 years, and I think they were making around 120 stroopies a week to service just some local coffee shops in the area. And then so 2010 is when my wife and I joined in. An interesting thing is the business wasn't really making any money. It was kind of losing money at the time. And so there wasn't much marketability to sell the business to us or a portion of the business. But what we did is we volunteered a day a week. So in 2010, we volunteered a day a week, and somehow we still lost $3,000 that year with no labor expense. That's the hard part about initial business startup. There's just so much cost, a lot of sweat and blood and tears and late nights, some all-nighters. But it's been getting better as every year passed by. So my wife and I, Jenny, and I have been involved with it since 2010. I guess that's about 7.5 years.
Well, now, how do you distribute your product? Do you put in supermarkets and bakeries? And what is your distribution area?
Okay. Yeah, so one of the huge benefits is being based in Lancaster County. Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, is known for its good food. So that gives us an open door. And there's also a lot of small businesses. So grocery stores, a lot of the grocery stores around here are family owned. And so they're open to consider products that some of the big box stores are not. We're not ready for that volume anyhow. So we make them actually in a live retail setting called the Lancaster Sweet Shop, where we sell Groff's chocolates, we sell Pineview Dairy ice cream, a local creamery, and we sell our stroopies. But we make them all in front of people, and then we sell them there live and fresh. We also then package them, and we would have a delivery route in the Lancaster County area of about 20 different stores. Yeah, there's small family-owned grocery stores and cafes, some restaurants. And then from there, we are drop shipping UPS to stores and coffee shops in Philadelphia, New York, Washington, D.C. We have actually kind of an odd following of shops in from Montana all the way across the nation. And the reason why is that there's a food distributor out there who caught wind that we also do a gluten-free product. And apparently out in Montana, they knew what Stroop waffles were, but they couldn't get any gluten-free. So they went on the hunt for it, found us. So, you know, we're not at the place where we're shipping skid loads to big stores yet, although we hope to be there in the next year or two. We're certainly aiming for that.
Well, that's really fascinating. Having said that, how many different products do you have, and how do you decide which ones to do and which ones not to do?
Well, one of the, I guess, approaches to business for us has been let's not try to do a lot of things. Let's do a few things and let's do them really well. And that's been the feedback that we get. Many people say this is the best stroopwafel they've ever tasted. And so it's what we call the traditional stroopwafel, which is the cinnamon cookie with the caramel in. Then we dip it in chocolate, and that is that's the next level up. So that's our chocolate. And the third level is the specialty, where we sprinkle something on it. Then we also have the gluten-free variety, and we're working on an organic line that's hopefully to come out soon. We're doing a test case at the Lancaster Sweet Shop where we make it. Being able to make our product in a retail location is really helpful for us, because we'll often try something interesting to allow the people to sample, and then we get their feedback right away. We did a maple bacon stroopy recently, where we sprinkled some maple bacon right on top of the chocolate. We've done habanero sugar. We've done cranberries, all kinds of different things. But with all the different specialty items, the most popular ones are just the traditional and the chocolate. And then, peppermint is real popular around Christmas. Salted caramel is always popular. And we have, when we package them, you can buy them online at stroopies.com. And you can buy what we call a variety tin, which has all of our different flavors packaged as singles and put in a tin. I think there's 10 of them in there. Or you can buy just a tin of one kind. Or we have gift boxes or gift packs, which are a little smaller, just have six in them. So that's a good way. Stroopies.com is a good way to see exactly what it is we're selling and how we sell it. From there, important thing to note is that if you buy $30 worth, it's free shipping anywhere in the U.S. And we ship it out pretty quick, priority mail. If it's on the eastern side of the U.S., it usually gets there in about 2 days. So we invite all you listeners out there who might be getting hungry to give us a try.
Well, spell out your website for our listeners, please.
Sure, yeah, it's just www.stroopies, again, which is STROOPIES.com, stroopies.com. That'll take you there.
It's interesting that you were able to get the generic name like that.
Yeah, it is a generic name, and but it's fun because no one else has heard of it, and we're able to run with it and have a unique logo to set us apart. And you just Google the word Stroopies, you'll find some other products there that'll shop pop up, but about 90% of them are ours.
Well, you mentioned earlier that they're available through not your product, but a Stroopy type product is available on United Airlines. I'm surprised the people haven't gone out after you for having the generic name.
Well, we actually don't have a copyright on it. If someone wants to use the word Stroopies, they're certainly allowed to use it. It's not trademarked. Our logo is. So that's how we keep ourselves separate. So we haven't tried to do any legal claim on it.
That's really interesting. Now, Jonathan, what about, how do you promote your product?
To be honest, you found us, I believe it was your wife who stumbled upon us at the Fancy Food Show. That was the first time we have publicly put ourselves out there and in a concerted effort. All previous to that, it was people stumbling upon us. So we would, maybe we would do something locally. We did an outdoor farmer's market in Lititz, for example, and some people got to sample them right there and said, this is great. I have someone who works at Stoppers at Kissel Hill. Let's see if we, you know, I think these should be sold there. And people were networking for us because they would really like what they found. So basically, it's all been spreading word of mouth. But, you know, we're trying to ramp it up to the next level. That's why we went to the Fancy Food Show in New York last week and started networking with distributors, brokers, and retailers from all across the nation.
What made you decide to go to that show?
Well, it was actually an associate from Wilbur Chocolate who came to visit us when we were still making them out of Groff's Candies. And he's like, hey, you really should put this out there publicly. And if you're going to do a show, you might as well go straight to the top. You should do the Fancy Food Show in New York, and then you should do it in San Francisco. So we did the New York one first, and we'll wait a few weeks and see what the results are and decide if we're going to sign up for San Francisco or not.
Well, you and your wife are in the business together. How do you divide up the various responsibilities?
That's a good question, and we're still trying to answer that one. generally speaking, we also have a full-time manager, and we try to balance things out between the three of us. Now, personally, I like to work on the mechanical sides of things. I actually invented the equipment that we use to make the stroopwafels, not the irons, but we automated the opening and the closing of the irons, and also the stamper that makes the stroopie into a perfect circle, and then the slicer that happens automatically. That's something I actually designed and then had a local machinist build it for me. And then so I like doing creating the systems that make the business run smoothly. That's my favorite part, and sometimes working with the computer sides of things, finding the right shipping software and all that, where my wife, her real passion is communicating the vision, marketing. Typically, she would have done this interview. She had an important other mentor meeting this morning. But that's kind of how we divide it up. And then the nuts and bolts and daily operations are taken care of by our manager, who also does some of the like publicity, you know, pieces, any brochures and pamphlets, works with the web, things like that. So we're a top-notch team. Yeah.
Jonathan, you've been in business. Your family's been in business. What are the two or three things you've most learned that you would pass on to our audience of entrepreneurs or small business owners?
Well, I would say, you know, there are different ways to grow and develop business. For us, it has been, I think, what you would call the lean startup model. It's been very slow and steady, but every year has been an improvement from the previous one. And honestly, it's been a real help. I was a realtor for a while. That gave me some flexibility to kind of work at building the business while still keeping my day job. And then I have some investment properties, as mentioned earlier, that gave me some backbone. If I were to have just stopped everything and went 100% stroopies, I think it would have tanked, particularly because no one knew what a stroopie was. So they wouldn't tend to see it on the shelf and say, oh, okay, I'm going to buy that. It's been taking a long time to educate Lancaster County with it. And now we're trying to spread the word throughout. So I'm really grateful, actually, for what United is doing for us to help educate America. So not being afraid of the slow growth is probably one of the best pieces of advice I can give on that. But also be prepared to go through long seasons of working sometimes for free. You know, it is a labor of love. But for us to be able to come to a place where we're not only providing employment for others, but giving a really good opportunity for those who are starting their lives over here in the U.S., that makes it all worth it for us. We're not seeing the profits that we wish we had at the moment, but we really think we're in line for that. Every year is getting closer to making it a very financially successful company as well.
So you're in Montana, you're in New York, Washington. Is your plan eventually to go national?
Yeah, so right now we will ship to any store in the U.S. Shipping the UPS route whatever route makes sense. That seems to be what makes most sense on this side of the nation anyhow. Allows us to make the product and get it into the store within a few days. And then we have about a 2-month shelf life in our current packaging. Our tin, we're working on a vacuum-packed bag to go inside the tin. We did a test case on that. After 4 months, it tasted just like it was made. So that's one of our biggest concerns of going national or going big stores is you need to, oftentimes they won't talk to you unless you're 6 months or a year in shelf life. And it's not that we don't have any preservatives. So we just got to make sure we're baking it in such a manner and keeping it fresh by taking away the oxygen. Those are some of the challenges to becoming really national. But at this point, we're solving the problem by shipping it quickly, and the stores are clearing it out well before the shelf life. And we're willing to keep going that way. We'll do some more tests on the vacuum seal, but I'm hopeful for that might open up a few more doors for us.
Have you thought of getting like a distributor?
Yeah, we've been looking at that. We've talked to several up at the Fancy Food Show. And I think what the distributors are finding out a lot of times is, again, people don't know what they are, and so it's hard to get stores to commit to it or to buy onto it. We are getting some opportunities with stores that have been importing stroopwafels from Holland who are saying, hey, we really like something local. And so we do have one small distributor working with us now, but distributors who work particularly in Dutch areas of the country or areas that already know what stroopwafels are, those are the distributors we're looking for at the moment. But I think we'll find a better open door there.
We're talking with Jonathan Groff. He's owner with his wife of Stroopies, which is a Pennsylvania, a Dutch, but not Pennsylvania Dutch, but a Dutch food product that we saw at the Fancy Food Show and had to have on the program. Jonathan, tell us your website again and how people can reach you.
Sure. It's www.stroopy, and I'll spell that out again, STROOPIES.com. I hope some people say I got a Lancaster County accent, so hopefully you can understand my spelling there. But Stroopies.com, free shipping for orders of $30 or more, lots of varieties, and they make great, it's really good packaging, make great gifts for people. So keep that in mind.
And I can attest that they're fascinating, a fascinating new product that's a really great to the taste. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an interesting time, and we hope you'll come back another time.
All right. Thank you for having me, Don.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Take care.
Thank you for listening. We will be back next week with other guests invited to help you, our audience, improve operations, expand marketing, reduce cost, enable better personnel management, and add profits. Remember, all of our shows are archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/smallbusinessdigest. You can hear this show and all others at your leisure. If you like the show, tell others about it. Want to make a comment or be a guest? Email us at editor at is-incorp.com. Your host was Don Mazzella, Editorial Director of Small Business Digest. Until next time, keep faith with the ideals that made America great, and remember, small business is still the backbone of commerce.